Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
You are now tuned in to the Two Cents and Nonsense podcast. I'm here with my homeboy, Matt.
What up, what up?
I am Antoine Y. Slicker. Follow us on Twitter at 2Nonsense. That's the number 2, N-O-N-C-E-N-T-S. Yes. Also follow us on Instagram at 2Nonsense1. That's the number 2Nonsense and the number 1. And don't forget to get into that Facebook community. Search 2 Cents Nonsense in your Facebook search bar. Get into the group. Post up. We'd love to have you. We did our sports episode already this week. But you know, this is the one. This is the one that Matt listens to. This is the one. This is our Any and Everything episode where we answer your listener questions. We talk sport. Well, no, we don't talk sports on this one. We talk movies, TV shows, music. We talk whatever.
Whatever.
Just not politics.
No.
And this one right here, man, this is going to be one of those jam-packed episodes, man. We're going to talk a lot of stuff. We're going to get into some weird news stories. Matt didn't watch the Harley Quinn show, so he will get his thoughts on that. Man, we going to talk about No Jada album this week. we didn't get the Jada album.
That was disappointing.
When we were discussing stuff last week, we forgot about talking about Naughty by Nature. We talked about a lot of different musical groups, a lot of different rap groups, but we failed to mention Naughty by Nature. Matt brought it to my attention, so we want to shout them out right now. Tretch. I forget the other guy's name. What's the other guy's name?
I don't know.
But Naughty by Nature used to be nice, though, man. I'm sorry. I forgot the other guy's name. But, you know, Naughty by Nature was nice, man. We were talking about them. They were brought up in the subject. Well, Tretch was brought up in the subject when we were talking about Eminem. He had an interview with Crooked Eye a couple weeks ago. Well, actually, last week he had the interview with them. And he said that Tretch made him stop rapping for a whole year, because he could never be as good as,
like,
the verse.
I'm not that nice. Like, I can't be.
He could never be as good as what he heard the verse on Yoke the Joker. He heard Tretch's verse on there, and he was like, man, I could never be that nice. Little did he know, he became nicer. You know, Tretch still nice.
Yeah.
But this him we talking about.
Did Tretch ever do a solo project?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so. But no Jada album, man. Jada pushed back the album.
To March 6th. That shit was disappointing. I was all at work Thursday evening into Friday morning. I was all up on the sites trying to, like, damn, where's this shit at? I checked Google Play and all that. I'm like, I couldn't find this shit. I had to go to Jada's Twitter page. He's like, it's coming out March 6th.
Yeah, what I didn't know about that is he actually spoke on it. He said that he pushed back the album. It made him rethink the rollout when the young man Pop Smoke died. Pop Smoke was a young rapper. I think he was about 20 years old. He got gunned down in a home invasion. So it made him rethink his rollout, and he said he was going to push it back a week or two. So that's why he pushed the album back. But we still getting the Jada album. It is done, you know. So we just got to wait till March 6th to get it. Of course, we're going to review that album on the show.
Basically next week.
Yeah. So, of course, we're going to review the album on the show. We're going to review it on Saturday?
Yeah.
Next Saturday? We're going to review it on Saturday. So we're going to review the album on the show. So you guys will be able to hear our thoughts on the Jada album. This is one of the 5.
I can tell you I like it already.
He liked it already. The first single off that joint is nice, though. The one with him and Rick Ross and Amani on that joint. That joint hot. But yeah, this is one of the 5 albums that Matt is supposed to be listening to this year.
Dude, I've listened to 6 already.
I know you've listened to 6 already, but this was this was on the list of the albums you were supposed to be listening to. No, this wasn't on that list that you were supposed to be listening to.
No, because we didn't know it was coming
out.
Yeah,
I didn't know it was coming out until this year. So yeah, so this is going to be another one of the albums landing on the list that he's going to listen to. So hopefully at the end of the year, he can give us a top 5. We trying to make it, man. You know.
I think I can. I'll get to 10 albums easy.
You gonna get to 10 albums. We just gotta get you a top 5, but we gonna get to 10 albums because we hoping that a Ludacris album come out. Styles P might sneak a joint in. Hell, you never know. Being that Jada that dropped a joint, Sheek might give you a joint later on. You know?
I wouldn't be surprised if they dropped the album.
Yeah, wouldn't be surprised if they got one in. You know, Raekwon did an EP earlier this year.
I do not rate EPs. I don't even listen to them.
Yeah. So we might get an album coming later on in the year from him.
Twista 2, maybe.
Well, Twista gave you a 5-track EP joint called Lifetime.
Which I didn't listen to. Like I said, I don't listen to EPs.
He might give you an album later on this year.
Hopefully.
You know?
I didn't like his last two, but we'll see.
You know, I'm hoping the Griselda Boys might put out something. Benny the Butcher.
I still ain't listened to that album yet.
You know, Benny the Butcher, West Side Gun, Conway. I think I want a solo Conway joint, man. I got last year 2 Benny the Butcher joints. I got a West Side Gun joint last year, so I think I want a Conway joint this time. See what he about on a solo tip. But
before we leave music, right. I don't know where you're gonna head, but I was talking to the other Matt at work, and we had a little discussion. We was like, if you can take 2 artists living,
right,
what 2 artists would you have do a collab album?
2 artists that are living right now do a collab album?
Yes. I said M and Redman.
M and Redman? That's dope. That's dope.
He said Nas and somebody.
You don't even remember who he said.
It's like Cool G Rap, I think. Or something like that.
I'm going M and Tech N9ne on a collab album.
Okay.
M and Tech N9ne on a collab album, because those 2 guys got mutual respect for each other. Plus, every time they get on a track, the whole album ain't even got to be chopper style. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah.
It's just them 2 elevating each other's pen. Oh, man. That'll be my joint. And I got another one.
Okay.
Living, the old and the new, Scarface and Big Crit doing an album together.
Okay.
That Southern Soul. Oh, man. And both of them can produce. Oh, man. Both of them make beats. But man, that'll be heavy right there. So those are mine right there. I think that would be good.
Sounds good. Sounds
but
good.
I do, before we get off music, I do got one thing, man. I got one thing before we get off music.
All right.
And this is the new wave, man. This is where music is heading, big. This is where music is going to be for the rest of, in the near future. This is where music is heading, right here.
The fuck is that?
This is where music is heading.
The fuck is that?
I don't know who this is.
Turn that shit off. Like, what the fuck is that?
I don't know who that is, but the nigga do the squeaky voice. He calls it the squeaky voice.
Nah, don't do that.
And that's what he does. He does that in all his songs. That's his sound. That's where music is heading. Oh, and just to give you some perspective, this is a YouTube video. Just to give you perspective, this is a YouTube video where you would think his dislikes outweigh his likes. He's got 190,000 likes on his shit versus 17,000 dislikes.
Maybe they hit the wrong button. Maybe
they hit the wrong button. I was thinking the same thing, bro. I was thinking the same thing. And he's a real artist. And he really raps like that, but don't talk like that. He really raps like that, and he does it on purpose. It's not a troll. It's not a, I'm just doing, he does this on every single song he puts out. That's his sound. It's unique to him. But that's the future of rap right there. That's where rap is heading. That's where it's at. So, I just wanted y'all to know that we thought mumble rap was the end all be all. This nigga then took it to a whole nother level.
I don't even know what to call that. I wouldn't call that mumble. I don't. Oh my gosh. Don't ever play that shit again.
I just wanted you to hear that real quick, just so we can see where things are going. We did have a question last week that we didn't get to. The question was, because we off the music topic now, the question was, when is it too early to date after breaking up? How long should a person wait after they broke up with somebody to start dating somebody else?
Okay. Depends on how you really felt about that person.
How you really felt about that person?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say for the sake of argument, you was totally in love with that person, but it just didn't work out. It just wasn't working. You was totally in love with that person. You was devoted. Y'all was together for, we'll say, a long period of time. Four plus years.
Now, am I giving it from me, what I would do?
Yeah, did you give it from your perspective?
I probably wouldn't wait long at all.
You wouldn't wait long at all?
Nah.
So y'all break up. You out there trying to get the next one right now. Or you ain't actively looking, but if somebody if you had an opportunity, you just like, I'm gonna take this opportunity.
All right. I probably wouldn't be looking for a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm definitely probably trying to have sex.
Okay, you're trying to smash. All right, cool. So let's
especially if you've been in a long term relationship, you ain't trying to hop back in another.
You ain't trying to hop back in a long relationship. Yep, I got you.
I mean, so, depending upon how devastated I am, maybe I'll wait.
Maybe you'll wait. Okay, let's take it even further. Okay. What if you just getting out of a divorce? You just finalized a divorce. How long you waiting then?
Oh, you don't wait long at all, because that it was already over.
It was already over.
You just waiting for the papers to get signed.
Like, let me get these papers. Like, waiting for the papers to get signed.
You might have had something before the papers were signed.
Okay.
Because you already knew it was over.
Yeah, when y'all separated, you already had
yeah.
your... Okay.
You know?
I got you.
I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah. You know, when women break up with you, when they break up with you, they already got the next nigga. He already.
I will say though, like, if me and my girl would ever break up, I'd be fucking devastated, yo.
You'd be devastated?
Yeah, we've been together 12 years. Well, it'll be 12 years this year.
Yeah, that's a long time, bro.
Yeah, it is.
That'll be devastating. I ain't gonna lie, man. Me and my girl, we only been together like, I think this is, man, year and a half, two. Almost. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I think I'd be devastated. That girl's everything, man, to me, man. Like,
I feel you.
You know, women say they got to kiss a lot of frogs. You know, I had to go through a lot of thotties. I had to go through a lot of thotties for this one right here, boy.
I hate that word.
Hoes, bitches, sluts, whatever you want to call them, I'd have been through a lot of them to get to her. So, yeah, I think I'd be devastated too, man. But that was just a question that we wanted to pose. If you got any input on that question, man, you know, on the Facebook, on the Twitter, on the Instagram, hit us up, man. Let us know what you think. But we're going to get into these weird news stories, bro.
Okay.
So a Utah woman, man, is taking a plea bargain, and she's been charged. She was initially charged with 3 counts of Class A misdemeanor loudness.
Lewdness.
Excuse me. Why the fuck did I say loudness? What am I talking about? Lewdness. Lewdness, including a child. accused of exposing her breasts to a child. And if convicted, she would have faced 10 years in prison. I mean, not 10 years, excuse me. 10 years on the sex offender registry. So why does she get these counts of lewdness involving a child and exposing her breasts to a child? Well, well, Tilly Buchanan went home, her and her husband, they went home. It was, they were itching real bad. They were outside. I guess they got some poison ivy or something. They run into the house. They take off their clothes. But her stepson comes down the steps and sees them both naked. She gets charged because the mother of the stepson decided that she wanted to press charges. Because her son saw this woman's breast.
Okay.
There was no intent on her behalf for the child to see her breast. But because it happened, she was going to be placed on the sex registry, the sex offender registry. She had a plea deal, and she took that. What type of bullshit is that?
I don't even know. I don't even know.
That's fucked up. Can we guess the race?
Come on.
I guess that means me. I guess that means it's that's what it is. So a Texas demolition company is being sued. Why are they being sued? Why would you sue a demolition company?
Maybe they blew up the wrong shit.
That's funny, because that's exactly what they did. The Texas Demolition Company was hired to tear down a house in Dallas, Texas, but they mistakenly tore down the wrong house on the same street. The house was a 97-year-old historical home. This is a historical piece of it. This is a historical home, which means it wasn't supposed to be torn down. They tore it down. House stood for 97 years. The owner, Bobby Lindemood, that's that nigga's name, Lindemood, apologized for the incident in a press release. As he says, and I quote, as an owner that has been that's been in demolition for over 35 years, and after thousands of structural demolitions, this is the first incident wherein the wrong structure has been demolished. We made a mistake. We thought it was the right property, and we sincerely apologize. How the fuck you get the house wrong?
I don't even know.
And they said it was on the same street. They didn't say it was next to it. They said it was on the same street. So you might have got your numbers mixed up. Somebody mixed their numbers up.
They did something wrong.
Somebody fucked up.
That's for damn sure.
Somebody fucked up. A man by the name of Mike Hughes died the other day.
Why?
Well, Mr. Hughes was testing the flat earth theory. He thought the earth was flat, and he wanted to prove that the earth was flat. So how do you prove the earth is flat?
I don't even know.
Well, Mr. Hughes thought that you prove the earth is flat by building a homemade rocket and blasting yourself off into space to see for yourself. A homemade rocket.
Great.
Minutes after takeoff, Mr. Hughes' rocket started smoking. The green parachute popped out of this motherfucker and he hit the ground splat. I guess he'd never know if the earth is really flat. Why the fuck you build a homemade rocket? And this nigga thought he was, this nigga thought he, like, yo. This, I mean, it ain't funny that the nigga died, but come on, bro. He built a homemade rocket and thought he was gonna blast off into space. The sea of the earth was flat.
What'd he use for rocket fuel? What, gas?
They ain't say what the fuck he used for rocket fuel. They ain't say what he used for rocket fuel, but the motherfucker tried to blast off.
You need rocket fuel to for a rocket.
He tried to blast off.
It only makes sense. All right. I asked for weird. That was stupid, but yeah. Let's go.
A Florida man. In the hospital, man, he felt like he was being ignored. He in the hospital bed. Now, most people, when they feel like they ignored and they need the nurse to come, what do?
Ain't there a button to press?
They press the little button, right? Oh, no, not this guy. Not this guy. John King admitted to in the hospital setting a plastic bag on fire, throwing it on the hospital bed, sending the hospital bed up into flames.
Your first thought was to go to fire?
His first thought was to set the goddamn hospital on fire while he's still in this motherfucker because he felt like the nurses were ignoring him. King's roommate in the hospital explained to officials that he saw King light a small object on fire, but tried to convince him to put out the flame. Records show, however, that when he returned, his bed was behind a curtain, and he saw King reignite the fire, not only doing his bed, but the other guy's bed.
First off, if the other guy, if you see this dude lighting a fire, why ain't you pressing the goddamn button?
he went to go get help and came back, and then both beds on fire. The nurses came in, dialed 911, and the authorities entered the room. They put out the fire. But why the fuck you set a fire to the hospital? Because you feel like you're being ignored instead of just pressing the button.
He's an arsonist.
God damn it.
His first thought was to go to fire.
First thought was to go to fire. Next up. Man. Ashley Beth Rowland.
Keep rolling, 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 rolling. I don't know why.
Ashley Beth Rowland, 23 years old, was accused of stealing $5,000 from an apartment from a man that she had been staying with over a week. She was arrested and taken to the police station. She was searched. The cash that she had on hand was confiscated. But when a female correctional officer went to search Rowland a little later on, she found another $6,233 along with a clear plastic bag that had roughly 1 gram of meth in it. Where did she find this stuff?
There's only one place to find it. Or two.
Oh, yeah. The correctional officer found the meth and the money in a clear plastic bag inside of Ashley's vagina.
Sounds about right.
In the vagina. Ashley's response to this is, "That ain't mine."
That's that meth for you.
Jeez.
I didn't do it.
It was found inside of your vagina, but it's not yours?
I ain't put that shit there. I don't know how it got there.
She don't know how it got there. Well, she was charged with theft and narcotics possession. And she remains behind bars with an $8,000 bond. So, she's there.
Hey, maybe she got that up there, too.
Maybe she got that up there, too. Well, the $5,000 that she stole and the $6,000 that was in her vagina, that's enough for her to post bond. But that they confiscated that money because you stole it. It's stolen money. I mean, the $6,000 could have been hers, but still, you had the meth up there, too.
Yeah.
But she said it wasn't hers, so...
So you claim the money, like the money.
The
drugs, I don't know how that got there.
You don't know how the drugs got up in your vagina.
Like that nigga did that when I was asleep.
And the last story of this here weird news story. In lieu of the coronavirus, Corona stock, the beer we're talking about, they've seen an increase in sales. Why have they seen an increase in sales?
Why?
Because motherfuckers across America are throwing what they call coronavirus parties. At these parties, said parties, listening to music, having a good time. Yeah, you having a good time, but they wearing face masks and drinking Corona beers.
Hey, people.
This is the wave. This is the new thing.
Do you have any Asians at your party?
That's just fucked up.
I mean, if you really want to have a coronavirus party, you got to do it right.
That's just
you got to do it right. I'm just saying. You go do it right.
If you go do it right. The coronavirus party. As soon as you walk in the door, you get a face mask and a Corona beer. A Corona spokesman did speak on this. He said that our customers know that there is no correlation between our beer and the actual virus over across the seas.
I'm just saying, if they're having a coronavirus party, you got the Corona, you need the virus.
You need the virus.
Right? You know, where the Asian.
You need the Asian over there.
You know, order you some Chinese food and invite the dude in.
That's fucked up.
Whatever, man. I'm just saying.
Yo, we ain't never getting monetized.
It's your fault.
Yo. You all heard it. He said, where the Asian at? Did you have an Asian in the party? Oh, man. Oh, man. Those were our weird news stories for this week. Those are last minute, man. I'm sorry. I know we've had weirder, but those were stupid. Hey. Those were stupid. But you recently checked out the DC Universe app.
Yep.
And you checked out the Harley Quinn show.
Yes, I did.
Now, the DC Universe app, what was your overall experience with this?
For me, I didn't like it. It didn't have enough content that I like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not into comic books. I'm not going to read a comic book. So I didn't even look through there. I didn't search through there. I couldn't tell you what was on it. I know they had them.
Right. Now they are offering a free trial. So if you are into comic books and you like the DC Universe, go check that out. It's a free trial. You got a week, right?
Yeah, 7 days.
7 day week free trial. After that, it's charged at $7.99 a month, right?
Yes, and they also have a...
they got a year option for
you. Yeah, I think it's $74.99 for the year, which is cheaper than $7.99 a month.
Right. So if you want to check that out, get that done. But the show that you watched off there was the Harley Quinn joint, right?
Yes.
Tell us about it. What you got?
For one, it's a cartoon. That shit ain't for kids.
It ain't for kids.
At all. Because I watched the first episode with my girl... And you just hear F-bombs all over the place. She's like, what the fuck are you watching?
Oh. Just F-bombs all over the place.
Yeah, man.
It's not for kids, people. So if you're looking for your kids to watch that, please.
Hell no.
Use caution. I know some of y'all still let your kids watch stuff like that. But, you know, At least we told you. Parent responsibly, motherfuckers.
For real.
So,
like the Legion of Doom, they kicked out one of its members because he kept calling bitches cunts. You can't say that C word.
You can't say that C word.
Hell no. Would the Legion of Doom kick you out for using the word?
The Legion of Doom kicked them out.
Yeah.
Okay. So overall, would you say it was, how many episodes was this?
13.
13 episodes? What was the overall arching story of it? Was it just...
It was basically Harley Quinn wanting to be on her own and then get accepted into the Legion of Doom.
Ah, okay.
So.
No spoilers. We ain't gonna tell you whether or not she got accepted into the Legion of Doom or not. No spoilers. But overall, you watched the 13 episodes. Mm-hmm. You watched the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of it? We got to give it a juice box rating, of course.
Me, I loved it. I'll give it 5 juice boxes.
You give it 5 juice boxes?
I loved it.
Me, personally, I don't give things 5 juice boxes unless you stand the test of time. But you would definitely watch the series over.
I'll do the 7-day trial and watch the second season.
You do the 7-day, watch the second season. Okay. Okay.
Also, you know, I told you this, that they had my girl Penny, Kaylee Cuoco, whoever the fuck you say her last name, from Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory.
She was the voice of Harley Quinn.
She played the voice of Harley Quinn. That's good shit. That's good shit. You know? I started to watch High Fidelity because Matt said that, you know, his girl watched it.
Well, because I seen 2 episodes in the middle of the season, and I liked the 2 episodes.
Yeah. I don't think I got to those 2 episodes.
No, you got to 1, you said.
I watched the second episode of it last night. Bro, that show just ain't it for me, man. Okay, like,
that's fair.
So, the show follows Zoe Kravitz.
Who looks exactly like her mother.
I don't think she looks like her mother.
And that, compared to when her mother did it, they looked exactly the same. You probably didn't see side-by-side pictures. Yeah. They looked exactly the same.
I think she looks like a father with a wig on. That's what I think. It's just, I don't know, man. She doesn't look like her mother to me. But
that's fucked up.
It follows Zoe Kravitz.
Father with a wig on.
Yeah, it does, man. With some dreads or whatever you want to call it, whatever her hairstyle is. What she got, braids, dreads, whatever. But it follows Zoe Kravitz. She's the owner of a record shop. And it's basically going over her intimate affairs. Like her... Well, I ain't gonna say she having affairs, but when I say intimate affairs, I mean like her love life. It's following her love life. The opening scene is her being broken up with by this pretty boy fuck motherfucker. And at the beginning of the episode, she breaks the fourth wall. She's speaking to the audience, and I'm like, all right, this might be all right. But it just went downhill from there. It just wasn't good to me. Like, I couldn't get into this shit at all. And I told Matt, I was like, I'm not watching this shit after this. He was like, man, you can't give up after 1 episode. You got to review it. And I was like, all right, I'm going to go in this joint. And I went in there last night and I watched the second episode. I watched the whole second episode. And still, I came away with the same exact feeling. Dude,
you didn't have to listen to me. You talking to the person who watched 1 episode of Power.
Yeah, I am talking to the person that watched whatever. But I felt like it was my due diligence to give the audience, just to give them a chance. Like, yo, I'm going to give them a chance. I'm going to go ahead and on. I'm going to do this. I'm going to look at this second episode. And it didn't change my... That shit's boring. Like, it's just boring.
Okay.
It's boring. So, I moved on and I watched Utopia Falls on Hulu. It's another Hulu original. Now, Utopia Falls is set in the distant future after the Earth has gone through all its major wars. It's not the same anymore. There's one surviving city. Now, this surviving city is split up into sections. They call them sectors. They're split up into different sectors, where each of those sectors contributes something to the overall viability of the city. You have the nature sector that grows all the crops and stuff for everybody. You got the the industry sector that they do all of the engineering and shit like that. And then you got the progress sector that they're the governing party. And then you got the reform sector where they send troublemakers to work in the markets and shit. Now, when this show first started, they pick candidates from each of the sectors to participate in this competition they call the Exemplar Competition. Because in their society that was founded by a black woman, mm-hmm. artistry, music, dance, that's the pinnacle of their society. They envy those people. They put them on a pedestal. So out of the four sectors, if you are an artist and you get chosen to be in the Exemplar, that's like a big thing for your family, for your society, and like whichever one of them is chosen, it makes their sector up a notch. Like it takes their sector up a notch. But the problem with this shit is, right? And I almost didn't get through the first episode of this shit either. The problem is they choose these motherfuckers when they're 16 years old. So it's a bunch of kids singing and fucking dancing, looking stupid. I'm like, dog, I do not want to see another like X Factor American Idol style. And that's what it was. I'm like, yo, this is an X Factor American Idol, America's Got Talent show that they scripted. Now, I'm going to tell you guys what happened at the end of the first episode because it's whatever. You can continue to watch the show if you like. At the end of the first episode, the 16-year-olds, the kids that are chosen, they have this little party after their first performances. And at the party, because they snuck out of the city, they went to the outskirts of the city to have this little party. They find an archive, and it is a library of all the music and art from our time and earlier. So this is the first time that they're touching history. And the show from then on is showcasing their reactions to every time they touch a new piece of history. When the black kid hears Biggie and Tupac spitting, he started learning how to rap. Because that wasn't something that... Rap is completely gone in their time. So he started learning how to rap. When the girl get her hands on, you know, some dancing, she sees twerking and she sees fucking capoeira and shit, and she's trying to learn how to do that. So it's their journey through them touching history for the first time. And that, to me, was interesting to see. But the kicker of all of this shit, right? Mm-hmm. The archive is voice activated. Guess who plays the voice of the fucking archive? Ooh. Snoop Dogg. Yo, man, who ain't get a Grammy. The funniest part about this shit is him teaching these kids about history. Because they ask him any question and he has to answer it and gives them the background and shit. So it's funny to hear him do that. I just thought this was an interesting show. It's 10 episodes. Each episode is 45 minutes long. And again, it's them touching a different piece of history. It's interesting to see people who've never heard of this stuff, their reactions to actually hearing it. It was great. So I recommend that joint. I'm going to give that 4.5 juice boxes out of 5. I only give you 5 if you stand the test of time. Would I go back and watch it again? Yes. Am I waiting for the second season to come out? Yes, because they had one hell of a cliffhanger, and I need to see the rest of this shit. It's great.
There you go.
There you have it. Speaking of TV shows, man.
I haven't been watching much TV shows.
Me either, but I went and I found the Primetime Emmy winners. Just like we did with the Grammy winners for Best Album, just like we did with the the best movies. I'm going to go over some of these, man, who won primetime Grammys. And you could tell me what you thought of these shows if you ever seen them. We're going to skip some years because I don't know half of these shows, but we will start with 1953 and 1954. Best comedy was given to I Love Lucy. Did you ever see that show?
Yeah.
What did you think of that show? You like that show?
Did I like it?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't bad for what it was. We all know what it was.
Yeah. In 1954, Dragnet was given the Emmy for Best Drama. You ever see Dragnet?
Nope.
Oh, man. I think you should watch Dragnet.
No, I'm
Dragnet.
Good.
Dragnet. Oh, you don't watch cop shows?
No.
Oh, shit. That was the original cop show.
No, I'm good.
That was the original. We're going to move forward here. You ever watch the Bob Newhart show?
Nope. Never heard of it.
Dick Van Dyke?
I've heard of Dick Van Dyke. I have not watched it.
Dick Van Dyke won in 1963, 1964, 1965, and 1966. Best comedy.
I ain't trying to watch no old shit like that. Come on, man.
Well, I'm going through here. All in the Family. You ever watched that?
No.
Nope. MASH.
Yes, I have watched it.
All in the Family?
Yeah.
That's the one with Gary Coleman in it, right?
No.
That's not the one with Gary Coleman?
I don't think so.
I thought that was the one with Gary Coleman. Not Gary. Yeah, no. Gary Coleman, right?
No. That's an old white guy and an old white woman.
I thought he was on there. What you talking about, Willis? He not on that one?
Nah.
What
you... I don't think so. Hold on.
I thought he was on that. 1974, MASH.
No, I was right. Hell no, it's all white people.
Look at the cast, bro. Let's tap the
He's
cast.
He's not, if he ain't in...
Ah, Sherman Helmsley was in this joint.
Yeah, I was right. He ain't in that shit.
Which program was he in?
I don't know.
I can't remember. You ever watch MASH?
No.
Mary Tyler Moore?
No.
No? 1974, MASH won. 1975 through 1977, Mary Tyler Moore won Best Comedy Series. Taxi?
No.
No. We back too far for you?
Way too far. Nigga, I was born in the 80s. What you talking about?
All right, we're going to the 80s. Cheers?
I know Cheers. I've watched Cheers.
1983, 1984, Cheers won Best Comedy Series. Hill Street Blues won Best Drama. 1985, the show that will not be named, name redacted, because he was giving bitches pills.
Yo, I fucks with the Cosby Show. I don't even care.
1986, 1987, The Golden Girls. Did you watch The Golden Girls?
I have watched.
I watched The Golden Girls too, man. Yo, the oldest, the mama on that joint, the mama. Yo, that's my girl. That's my girl.
And Blanche was a hoe.
Blanche was a hoe. She was the original hoe.
Word up.
She was the original hoe. She was hoeing out, boy. 1988, The Wonder Years. Fred Savage. You ever watched The Wonder Years?
Yeah, I love The Wonder Years.
The Wonder Years was the shit. 1989, the Cheers came back. Like, yo, we gotta do this. 1990, I'd never heard of the show, Murphy Brown.
I watched Murphy Brown.
I've never heard of the show. What was this about?
I couldn't even tell you.
Couldn't even tell you?
But I know I've watched it.
But Murphy Brown won Outstanding Comedy Series and... In Living Color won Best Variety Series. You remember In Living Color, right?
I'm black.
I'm black is the answer to that. In Living Color, man. The Wayans brothers, Keaton Ivory Wayans, Damon Wayans.
But I will say, you don't have to be black to watch the Wayans brothers.
Yeah. You know, In Living Color.
I mean, yeah. So.
Cheers and Murphy Brown was just back and forth. 89, it was Cheers. 90, it was Murphy Brown. 91, it was Cheers. And then 92, it was Murphy Brown.
They even brought Murphy Brown back like a year or two ago.
Really?
I don't know if it's still on air, okay. But they definitely brought it back.
Yeah. in 1993, Seinfeld won Best Comedy Series.
That show was the most unfunniest shit.
And in 1993, Saturday Night Live won Best Variety Series. That was the first time that they had ever won Best Variety Series. The show that fired Damon Wayans. And Living Color won a Best Variety Series Emmy before
Saturday. He's probably happy he got fired because he built the empire.
Yes. In 1994, in 1995, 96, 97, and 98. Can you guess Best Comedy Series?
What? Seinfeld?
No. Frasier. the eye rub. You just gave me the eye rub.
Okay.
Like, okay, whatever. ER in 96.
As I called it.
And Law and Order in 97 won Best Drama Series.
I am not a Law and Order person.
In 1999, can you guess the Best Comedy Series?
No.
Ally McBeal.
The fuck is that?
I don't know. Ally McBeal won Best Comedy Series in 1999.
Okay.
From 98 to 2002, Best Variety Series was The Late Show with David Letterman. But in 2000, can you guess what the Best Comedy Series was?
Friends.
Nah.
No.
Will and Grace. Will and Grace.
Yo, my mother loves Will and Grace.
Will and Grace.
My mother loves Will and Grace.
From 2000 to 2003... The West Wing was the best drama on television, according to these people. This is the Emmys. In 2001, can you guess what the best comedy series on television was?
Nope.
Sex in the City on HBO.
That's a comedy?
Yeah, it's considered a comedy. Yep.
Did they actually have sex?
No.
So what's the point of that?
Well, it was about women having sex. It was about four single bitches.
I know what it is.
Yeah.
I ain't never watched that shit.
In 2002, can you guess who had Best Comedy Series?
No.
It was one of the names you mentioned earlier.
What, Friends?
Friends, yes. Yes. Friends. In 2003.
Friends?
No, man. Everybody Loves Raymond was
no.
The winner in 2003. No. Everybody don't love Raymond?
He ain't funny.
He ain't funny. Yeah, I ain't like that show either. 2004.
Friends.
No, man. Arrested Development.
I don't even know what that is.
You never seen Arrested Development?
I don't even know what it is.
Okay. It's a show.
Okay.
It's just a show.
Black people getting arrested?
No. There's no black people in this show.
Okay.
No black people in that show. Or maybe it is.
I don't know.
One black person in that show, I think. The best drama for 2004 was The Sopranos.
Okay.
2003 started the reign of dominance for variety show. The Daily Show with Jon Stewart won every single year up until 2012.
Okay.
Can you guess who took him off his throne?
Big Bang Theory.
Variety show, not comedy. The Daily Show was a variety show. It was the person that replaced him in his time slot.
Corden?
The Colbert Report. Yep. Colbert. Yeah,
whatever.
Yep.
I was close to the name.
Close enough. In 2005, Best Comedy Series was Everybody Loves Raymond. 2006.
Big Bang Theory.
No.
Friends.
The Office.
No, I don't even, whatever.
2007, 2008, and 2009 was the same show. It was...
Big Bang Theory.
No. 30 Rock.
What the fuck?
The answer is never Big Bang Theory. It's just never. I wish it was true, but it's not. 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014 was all the same show, and what was it best comedy series was?
Big Bang Theory.
The answer is never the Big Bang Theory.
Well, they're all wrong.
It was Modern Family.
No, the answer is Big Bang Theory.
2015, 2016, and 2017, all the same show, and it was
Big Bang Theory.
No, it was Veep from HBO.
What the fuck is a Veep?
You never see Veep?
I don't watch HBO.
Okay.
Who pays for that?
Okay. So in 2015 to 2016, the best drama was
Game of Thrones.
Correct, sir. Good job. In 2017, they were taken. Their throne was taken by
Big Bang Theory.
Drama.
Power.
No. Handmaid's Tale.
What the fuck is that? You said Handmaid's Tale.
The Handmaid's Tale. It's about a... You don't even know. It's about some fucking servants who... They become a powerful organization. In 2018, the best comedy series was...
Big Bang Theory.
No, The Marvelous Miss Maisel.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
And in 2019, the best comedy series was...
The final season of Big Bang Theory.
No, Fleabag.
The fuck is that?
It's a show on Amazon. Get
the fuck out of here.
And best drama for 2018-2019 was...
Power.
No, it's never Power. Game of Thrones.
Oh, that last season was trash.
Game of Thrones won both years, though. There you go. There you have it. Game of Thrones. And it was never the Big Bang Theory.
I'm currently watching Game of Thrones.
You're currently rewatching Game of Thrones. But it was never Big Bang Theory.
I am on season 3, episode 2.
So, I am IMDb.
What?
IMDb.
The fuck is that?
IMDb. It's a website that rates television shows.
Oh, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? What's the DB? One, yeah.
So, the show that we just talked about, Handmaid's Tale, came in at number 245 of their greatest shows of all time. At number 240.
Yo, just tell me where Big Bang Theory is.
Hold on, we're going to get there.
I don't care about the rest.
We're going to get there. The X-Men animated series was at 240. X-Men, the animated series.
I'm currently watching that too on Disney Plus. I'm on season 3 somewhere. In the middle of the Phoenix Saga.
Okay. 238 was Futurama. You ever watch Futurama?
No. Well, I have, and it's so stupid.
So stupid. 231 was Samurai Jack. You ever saw Samurai Jack?
I'm not into that.
Word, bro.
Word.
Gosh. That's unbelievable to me that you ain't never watched that.
I didn't say I didn't watch it. I said I'm not into it.
Okay. Let's see. 220 was Naruto.
I don't even know what that is.
It's anime.
Sounds like it. Some Japanese shit.
Yeah. 217 was My Hero Academia. Another anime. 215 was Spartacus. You watched that show, didn't you?
I love Spartacus.
Yeah. 211 was The New Batman Adventures. 210 was Sons of Anarchy. You ever see that show?
Never.
Okay. 208 was Vikings. You ever see that show?
The show Edge was on?
I think he was on that show.
No.
Okay.
Because it came on like the History Channel or something.
Yep, that's right. It came on the History Channel.
I have the History Channel.
205 was The Office. You ever watch that show?
Nope. I'm not a fan of, what's the dude, Cottrell or whatever the fuck his name is?
Steve Carell?
Yeah, he ain't funny.
Oh, okay.
He's just stupid to me. I can't watch anything he's in.
Number 198 was The Punisher, the Netflix series.
I still haven't watched the second season.
Okay.
But I loved it when I did see.
Number 195 was Whose Line Is It Anyway? You ever see that show? Wayne Brady and him?
Yeah, I watched it. It was kind of funny.
Yep. Number 192 was Mr. Robot. I know you ain't ever seen that show.
Nope.
It's okay. Number 191 was Impractical Jokers. You ever watch that show?
Yeah, I don't like it.
You don't like it? Okay.
Don't they got a movie coming out?
I think so, yeah. Number 172 was the original Dragon Ball series. Dragon Ball. The one when Goku was a little kid.
Yeah, I didn't like that shit.
Number 173 was the Bugs Bunny and Roadrunner Hour.
Okay, I fucks with that.
Number 171 was Boardwalk Empire. You ever watch that show?
Nope.
Okay. Number 170, for all you newer motherfuckers, Adventure Time. Adventure Time.
I don't even know.
I'm sorry. Number 172 was Dragon Ball, the, what the fuck do you call it? The digital remaster, I'm sorry. 165 was the original Dragon Ball series from Japan.
What's the fucking difference?
Ain't no difference, subtitles. Number 160, number 160 was Doctor Who. Number 159, Full Metal Alchemist. Full Metal Alchemist was a good show.
Never watched it.
It's an anime.
I know what it is. I've heard of it. Yeah. I've seen trailers for it. I just never watched it.
Number 139 was the Bugs Bunny show from 1960.
Love it.
Love it. Number 137 was Mindhunter.
Anime?
No. No? Mindhunter was a show.
Okay, I don't know.
About a criminal investigator.
Whatever.
Number 135 was Making a Murderer, the Netflix show. Number 133 was Mad Men. You ever saw that show?
Hell no.
Okay.
I think I watched one episode and I'm like, what is this bullshit?
Number 131 was Daredevil, the Netflix series.
I liked it.
Number 127 was Dexter, the Showtime series. You ever see that show?
Nope.
Oh, man.
I don't have Showtime.
Okay. Number 122 was Atlanta, the show with Danny Glover's son on it, Donald Glover.
Nope. Couldn't tell you.
Number 121, Battlestar Galactica.
No.
Number 120, Star Trek The Next Generation. Number 118, My Show Archer. Number 117, X-Files. X-Files. You ever watch X-Files?
Scully? I watched select episodes.
Okay. Number 111, Downton Abbey. I don't know why I said that. I ain't never watched that show. Number 108, Deadwood. Number 106 is a show that I hate with a passion, and I don't give a fuck if you like it. This Is Us is a trash-ass show to me.
What is it?
This Is Us. It's like a late-night soap opera-style shit. That shit irritates the fuck out of me. I can't stand
it. I don't even know what it is. I don't know what half the shows you're naming are.
BoJack Horseman was number...
Yeah, I don't know.
100. That's a Netflix joint. House, number 94. The Simpsons came in at 93. You watched The Simpsons.
Yeah, in like 92.
In like 92. Number 90 was South Park. Number 88, Justice League Unlimited, the animated series. You watched that shit?
I think I've watched the whole thing.
Okay. Number 85, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Never watched that.
Number 83, the show that we was just talking about, Fleabag.
Never watched that.
Never watched it either. Number 78, The Marvelous Miss Maisel.
Come on.
I don't know what it is. It's up here. Number 72. Can you guess what number 72 is?
No.
Just give it your best guess. No. Don't say Big Bang Theory, please.
It better not be Big Bang Theory.
It's Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z should be higher. I'm disappointed.
You're disappointed? Number... How the fuck did it... I'm sorry. You write Dragon Ball Z should be higher. But number 69 is The Mandalorian from Disney Plus over top of Dragon Ball Z.
Have you watched The Mandalorian?
I have not.
Then don't judge it.
That's the Dragon Ball Z at number 72 is the digital remaster. The original Dragon Ball Z is at number 67. Westworld is at 68.
The Mandalorian is good. Sasha Banks is actually in the season 2 of Mandalorian.
All right. We'll check it out. Oz is number 66. House of Cards, number 65.
Never watched Oz.
Rome at number 64. Always Sunny in Philadelphia at 63. Attack on Titan at 62. Can you guess number 61?
Nope.
I'm rich, bitch.
That should be higher.
The Chappelle Show is at number 61. Higher. Arrested Development is over the Chappelle Show at number 59.
Yeah, we discussed. I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what that is. Stranger Things is at number 55. Narcos, number 52. One Punch Man, anime, at number 50. Animated series Gravity Falls is at number 48. Black Mirror, number 46. That's my shit. Black Mirror off of Netflix.
Okay.
Seinfeld at number 45.
That's bullshit.
The American Office at number 44. Friends at number 41.
Lisa's better than Seinfeld.
Lisa's better. This Week Tonight with John Oliver at number 37. Cowboy Bebop at number 34. Fargo at number 32. Was that a show? Did you see?
No. I've seen the movie Fargo.
Okay. True Detective at number 29. Firefly at number 26. Ain't that the show Sheldon always talk about getting canceled?
Yep.
Yeah, that was at 26. 26. The Twilight Zone at number 20. Sopranos at number 14. Number 13, Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Great series.
Great series.
I bought the series on Blu-ray.
Number 12, Rick and Morty.
I hate Rick and Morty.
And now the top 10. Number 10, The Cosmos. Number 9, Our Planet. Number 8, Game of Thrones. Number 7, The Wire. Number 6, Blue Planet 2. Number 5, Shinobi. I have no idea what Shinobi is. Number 4, Breaking Bad. Number 3, Band of Brothers. And number 1 and number 2, Planet Earth and Planet Earth 2.
Where the fuck is Big Bang Theory?
Big Bang Theory is not on this list of top 250 shows of all time. That's what they said, basically. I thought Big Bang Theory was on here. That's why I said, wait a minute. I thought it was on here. It's not. I didn't look at this list before I started reading this shit.
Their list is irrelevant.
And Game of Thrones is number 8.
Their list... See, the last season dropped Game of Thrones down.
The Wire was number 7.
I don't give a fuck about The Wire. I don't even know what that is.
Breaking Bad was number 4.
I don't know what that is either.
You ain't never seen I ain't never seen Breaking Bad, but they say it's good. You know what? This list is all right with me because they ain't put The Walking Dead on this motherfucker.
90% of the list, I don't even know these shows.
Yeah, I don't know none of these. I don't know half of these shows either, but.
But you ain't put Big Bang Theory up on there?
Big Bang Theory did not make
it. And they probably have more seasons than 3/4 of everything on there. They did 12 seasons of Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, a lot of, you know. Yeah. This was the list, man. I didn't even know Big Bang Theory was on here. I'm just as surprised as you are, man. I thought they was going to be up near the top. That's why I said, hold on, we're going to get there. But they're not on the list. That fucking sucks.
Yeah, their list is irrelevant. Don't ever rate no bullshit like that again. That was like a waste of 20 minutes.
That was a waste of 20 minutes.
Word up. You know, reading a list that doesn't have Big Bang Theory on there. I know a lot of people, they probably don't even like Big Bang Theory. But you can't say it wasn't a good show, especially if you didn't watch it.
That's still surprising to me that it didn't make, you know, this list when other shows that it just...
You got anime on there.
Well, animes are good. Look. Anime is on a whole nother level, dog. Anime is better than half the shit that ever come on television. Because that's where half of these shows get their ideas from anyways. Come on, man.
Come on, man. What?
When you think about, like, action shows and sequences, tell me they ain't get they shit from Dragon Ball.
No, they didn't.
You tell me action shows they get they shit from that?
Nah, because Dragon Ball Z is way better than what they put on TV.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, I'm saying, yes, it's better than half the shit they put on TV, but them motherfuckers try to take they style and their emulation. They do that shit.
They fucked up the Dragon Ball Z movie.
Yeah. But, you know, so if half the list is anime, I'm fine with half the list being anime, because a lot of the anime series is great.
Cool. I don't really watch anime. I just watch Dragon Ball Z.
You just don't like reading subtitles, man.
I read Dragon Ball Z subtitles. Watching Frieza call people fucking monkeys. Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, man.
I'm listening.
Dragon Ball Z is probably in the bottom third of anime when it comes to how great anime is.
I don't give two shits.
Like, you can put at least 10 shows above Dragon Ball Z.
Okay.
And having Frieza call people fucking monkeys, niggas in Naruto get worse than that. The villains in Naruto are worse than him.
I don't care.
Full Metal Alchemist.
I ain't got time to watch that shit.
Inuyasha.
I ain't got time to watch none of that.
Oh, my goodness, man. I understand, man.
I watch so much shit.
But you need to get on that Japanese program.
Nigga, I can't even keep up with wrestling.
You need to get up
and
on
I
that.
I love wrestling.
You need to get up on that Japanese program, man. If you can read some subtitles, man, go out there and read you some subtitles and get you some good shit in your life.
Yeah, I ain't reading subtitles. You know that. I'm very adamant on that.
Yeah. You read them Dragon Ball Z, them Dragon Ball Super joints.
Nah, I don't have to anymore.
Oh, you don't have to anymore?
The series is over.
The series is over. Ain't they on something else, though?
I wouldn't know.
Don't they got, like, something new?
I don't know.
Them? We're going to check that out. We're going to see what they got.
Shit, like I said, it's hard for me to keep up on shit.
Yeah.
I just started playing video games again. My time is limited.
We're going to talk video game the next week. We're going to go through the history again, like we've been going through the history of these game of the year history. Some shit that you probably ain't never played.
I know, because all I play is Madden.
All you play is Madden. Well,
I played Madden, Sonic, Contra.
Madden is never going to make the list. Just know that Madden is never going to be on the list. Just know that.
Okay.
Yeah. But right now, you're playing, what you playing right now? The Star Wars joint, right?
Yes. Star Wars Jedi.
Star Wars Jedi joint. Okay. I am personally playing NCAA Football 14 on the PlayStation 3. I took it all the way back.
Why?
Because that shit is good, man.
This nigga said PlayStation 3.
That's one of the best football games ever made.
Never played it, so I couldn't tell you.
This is great.
I've never played a college football game.
This is great.
I played one college basketball game.
College basketball games are great, too. Fucking screen be shaking and shit.
Yeah, that
shit is great. Dude. I gotta get me another one of those. I probably can't even buy it nowhere.
No.
You probably gotta go to like a secondhand shop or something. Like, you have to go into like an antique store or something and try to find your joint.
Or maybe like eBay or something.
Yeah. But the next episode, we're gonna talk about the gaming, but we're gonna also get into the things that we've been interested in over the past couple weeks here. I know we've ran out of time on a lot of these episodes because they get long, but we just like talking to you guys about stuff, and we're going to talk about some things that we're starting to get into on next episode as well. So gaming and the two things that we've been getting into over the past couple weeks or that we're looking into trying to get into. So,
for those wondering, This is episode 65.
Episode 65.
Damn, we've come a long way.
We've come a long way. What are we going to do for the 100th episode, man? What are we going to do?
We got to get, like, extra dirty and ratchet, ratchet with it.
Okay. The 100th episode.
We got to go all in. I'm just saying.
The 100th episode, this is going to be great. We're going to get there. By the time, when you think we're going to get to the 100th episode?
100th episode?
Two a week.
Maybe the 1 year mark?
Maybe the 1 year mark. Yeah, that might be it. Yeah, July. June, July. Yeah, man, so we looking forward to that. We'll get our extra special episode at that point, man. It's going to be great. We appreciate you guys coming with us all these 65 episodes, man. I didn't even know we were on episode 65.
Yeah, I just looked it up.
That's great, man. That's great. That's consistency, man. That's work.
Yeah.
That's content. We got content.
We got content.
If we was on a TV show, we'd be syndicated. We could get syndication.
We'd have to be on like HBO or something. We get regular TV.
If we was on television, boy, we'd be syndicated right now, man. But we appreciate you guys, man. Hit that Facebook up, hit that Twitter, that Instagram, man. We appreciate you as always. I've been Antoine Y. Slicker. That's been my homeboy, Matt. You ain't gonna say nothing?
Yup.
This has been the Two Sis and Nonsense podcast. We appreciate you guys again, and we out.
We out.